We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The attack dog of the right. The bombastic loud mouth of the south. All those Appalachians. Yes, here I am, ready to go for the fourth and final hour on Hump Day. Bobby Mack, Electric Radio Program, to which your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation this afternoon. Just to pick up the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email, very simply, bob@1063.com. Big news on the Hill today with Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, getting grilled by Jim Jordan from Ohio, our own Trey Gowdy, and others posing the question to Mr. Rosenstein, how in the world can you sit there with a straight face with all of these obviously ideologically driven people, all these biased Hillary supporters, conducting what's supposed to be an impartial investigation, to which Rosenstein says something like, well, it's our job to make sure that everybody has their own political opinions, of course, but it's our job to make sure they don't influence their work. Well, guess what the level of confidence is in that one, Mr. Deputy AG? Chief, in on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, how can we fix it? How can we help Trump? We can't even get rid of Lindsey Graham. Yeah, I know, but that's a different problem, which is back to the GOP is not helping President Trump. As long as the GOP in South Carolina insists on having an open primary, we're never going to get rid of these rhinos. Unless, of course, we manage to generate a wave election where enough people have finally had enough of them and show up at the polls to outvote all the Democrats who vote in the Republican primary. About all the testimony on the Hill today, Bob is an LEO, law enforcement officer. We have to show our investigations are without bias or the case will get tossed with the bias found in the investigation. Should be more than enough in this one to scrap it all. I would agree. Bob, establishment Republicans are interested in helping out their international business interests and not our interests. I gotcha. And I think we have a couple of new ones. Let me see if I can quickly catch up here. Bob, congratulations to the Democrats and the news media on colluding to affect the outcome of the Senate in Alabama. I hope they're proud of themselves, and I hope they never win another football game in Alabama. Idiots! Thanks from Jeff. Doug Jones spent, what, $13 million of George Soros' money? And Roy Moore spent $5 million of Donald Trump's. Some interesting things came out of that, though. I did a semi-deep dive into some of the election returns. I found one thing that stuck out. Of the people that voted for Roy Moore, because the Democrats are going to say, oh, here's our game plan. Here's our game plan going forward. We bring all these women out of the woodwork, and they throw all these accusations out. And, of course, we have the moral high ground. Sure they do. The party of Slick Willie and Ted Kennedy has the moral high ground on their treatment of women. Want to try and convince me of that one? But that's where they'll go with this. And they're also going to say, look, Trump is vulnerable. We can strip away Trump supporters through this kind of tactic. That also would be wrong. Of the people who voted for Roy Moore in Alabama yesterday, 90% of them approve of the message of Donald Trump and his performance in office. Now, they weren't necessarily thrilled with Roy Moore, but to say that this is a reflection on Trump, I think would be mistaken. Bob, congrats. Oh, yeah. Sorry, just read that one. Bob, is the Tara Shogram heard in Alabama just wondering because her favorite Moore name was a potential pedophile? I'm reminded of the comment made by Steve Allen way back when, back in the 1950s, Steve did a radio program on a 50,000-watt station, which is the most powerful AM station at the time, 50,000-watt radio station in L.A. And on the program, he would interview people in the audience. They had a studio audience. And a fellow came out and said, Steve, I live in San Francisco. Do people in San Francisco get your program? And Steve said, they can hear it, but they don't get it. Yeah, and I would say same probably goes here. Bob, did you hear Pelosi babbling about the tax cuts ripping off the middle class? That's hilarious coming from her, considering she's been ripping off the middle class with a leftist agenda for decades. Bob, Rick needs to realize that if Grope Bush has continued Ronnie's trickle-down, he would never have heard of Monica Lewinsky. Bobby, was that caller Rick, or was that Vince Coakley disguising his voice? No, I don't believe that was Vince. He's retired for the day. The president today making his closing argument for passing his sweeping tax reform package and had this to say today in that regard.
If Congress sends me a bill before Christmas, the IRS, this is just out, this is breaking news, has just confirmed that Americans will see lower taxes and bigger paychecks beginning in February. We are going to have a country that celebrates you again. Hardworking, great people. You're being celebrated again. Remember that. Because you were a little bit forgotten. We have caught the forgotten people. Somebody else called me and everybody else the deplorables. Have you ever heard that term? The cynical voices that opposed tax cuts grow smaller and weaker, and the American people grow stronger.
So there is the president speaking about the proposed tax cut. He lit a fire under Congress. He wants to get the bill to his desk next week. Trump said during a speech that a family of four earning $75,000 a year would see an income tax cut of more than $2,000, slashing their tax bill in half. Our current tax code is burdensome and unfair, the president said. It's exported our jobs, closed our factories, and left millions of parents worried that their kids will have less opportunity than the last. Our factories have left. Trump talked up the bill's expansion of the child tax credit for working families, saying you'll hear the numbers very soon. They're even larger than anticipated. Once the legislative process of merging the tax bills is complete, what they call reconciliation, it'll be sent back to the House and Senate for final passage, a final vote expected next week. So that certainly will be widely anticipated. 14 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. It is, of course, Christmas time. And with that in mind, a new survey out. How much would you pay to avoid all the stressful stuff of the holidays? Yelp did a survey. Some of these may ring a responsive bell with you. Here are 10 things that stress us out this time of year and how much we'd pay to have somebody else deal with them. First, we'd pay $143 to have someone put up all of our decorations, inside and out. Number two, we'd pay another $2,828 to have them all taken down again. Number three, to have all your holiday shopping done for you, $121. To have all your gifts perfectly wrapped for everyone, $96. I am the worst. Thank God for those gift bags, you know, that have Christmas sky and you just stick some tissue paper on top. I would just all thumbs. And I was a Boy Scout. You'd think I'd be better than that. To guarantee your significant other will love their present, we'd pay $134 on top of what we're planning to spend for the actual gift. To have your entire holiday meal taken care of, that includes buying the food, cooking everything, and doing the dishes, $146. Cheap at twice the price. We'd pay an extra $108 to make sure the turkey was perfect, another $152 to guarantee nobody at dinner got into a fight over politics, and another $158 to completely avoid your in-laws this year. You add it all up, $1,445 worth of holiday stress right there in one little package. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Boneheads in the News is still to come in this hour, and we go back to the phones when we come right back. What is that?
Nirvana.
Huh?
Nirvana.
Oh, Nirvana. No wonder I don't recognize
Bob McLean.
Welcome back. 6:22 here in the Bobby Mack Show. Hope you're enjoying the Hump Day edition so far today.
It was very impressive.
Well, good. Thank you. I appreciate that. 22 after 6, Boneheads is still to come. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Henry. He is in Hendersonville. Snow all melted up there by now, Henry?
I don't know. Quite a bit still around.
Yeah, I figured.
Let's see. In the yard I'm looking at right now across the street, the whole yard is still covered with snow and most of the roofs.
Man,
roads and driveways are clear pretty much.
How much snow did you end up with, Henry?
Hendersonville ended up with about 10 to 11 inches.
Just a light dusting, as the meteorologist likes to say.
Yeah. 12 inches of partly cloudy.
A very cold and wet partly cloudy at that.
It was perfect snowman snow.
Yeah, I had several in my neighborhood as well. Yeah,
and it was absolutely beautiful because it came down. It was a wet, sticky snow and no wind. So every tree, the top of every branch, had a big thick layer of snow, and the bottom of every branch was brown or green. So it made it really beautiful.
Yeah, it was the proverbial winter wonderland for a while there, wasn't it?
Oh yeah,
looked nice.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and rant a little bit.
Sure. Well, you came to the right place for that.
Yeah, the Roy Moore situation really, really upsets me. I think the guy is known. He's hated by liberals for two things. One is public professions of Christianity, and second, his strong stance for traditional moral values. And I'm so sick of seeing self-professed conservatives and Christians just throw him under the bus, saying, "Well, you know, I guess it must be something there. All these people are accusing him, so he must be guilty of something."
And I wonder how much voter fatigue at all of these continuing incessant attacks worked against him as well. I mean, obviously, the $13 million that was spent by Doug Jones as opposed to the $5 million he spent, the fact that there was a campaign for convicted felons to be able to vote, and I don't think many of them were going to vote for Roy Moore, the list goes on and on. The deck was definitely stacked against him.
Right, and the last I saw, as the number poll numbers from last night, there was 1.1% difference between the two candidates, and there was 1.7% of the vote was write-ins, which I imagine are almost all self-righteous Republicans that wanted to vote for a Republican, but not for Moore.
May well have been, yeah. Well, because we certainly
could have tipped the scale.
Yeah, we certainly heard from enough of them during the campaign, didn't we?
Yeah, but what bothers me, and I heard several people on your station calling in on earlier shows today saying the same thing. Well, I really like him, but I think there's got to be something, and they're buying into all that. But as far as I know, the people that accused Roy Moore, first of all, they all had like 38 years to come forward. He was on the Supreme Court of the state. He was all kinds of controversy with the Ten Commandments. Nobody said anything.
Right.
He ran in the primary. Nobody said anything.
Mm-hmm.
The day after he wins the primary and he's on the ballot, then they go after him. The first woman that said he did something to her, molested her or whatever, had also in her life apparently accused three different pastors of molesting her.
Oh, jeez.
The second one was a sign language interpreter for Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton. The third one was a big supporter of Doug Jones, who was the opponent.
Right.
And the fourth one admits that she faked part of the stuff that was supposedly written in her yearbook. I don't care how many people accuse him. An accusation is not a proof. And just look at the timing, look at his character. He's been on public display for 30 or 40 years.
Right.
Everybody knows the man's character. Is it possible? Yes, possible he did something. And it could happen, but until it's proven, I'm not going to throw him under the bus.
Well, see, this is what makes this such a dangerous environment, in my estimation. Are there women out there that have real experiences and real accusations? I'm certain there are. But by the same token, we're getting into a very dangerous area. This is turning into a Salem witch hunt here, where accusations alone are enough to destroy a career. Now, in the case of Al Franken, you know, then you got photographic evidence of this guy grinning like a high school sophomore while he's groping some poor woman who's asleep.
Yeah.
But in the case of Roy Moore, you got 30 or 40 year old accusations with nothing to back them up except maybe a forgery in a yearbook.
Conveniently, the statute of limitations has expired on anything that might have happened.
Sure.
So none of these people have to actually go to court and say anything under oath.
But they accomplished what they wanted. They sullied his reputation to the point where even conservative Republicans were saying, "Well, I don't know. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire. Maybe we should just write in Jeff Sessions or something." And that's how you end up losing. That and all the felonious votes that were out there. Give you an example. Because I did a little deep dive into some of the numbers. The African American population, the black population of Alabama, is 26%. The vote last night was 28% black. So obviously, there were a lot of people energized, and that's one way that you win elections is by having your side show up with more people than the other side.
Sure.
So, I think if the Democrats, though, are thinking that now they found the elixir for Trump, I think they're kidding themselves.
Yep, I hope so.
Me too. Yeah. Thanks, Henry. I appreciate the call. It's good to have you along this evening. 28 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. A lot of Christmas shopping, of course, is going on. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty on Christmas shopping. And we saw on Black Friday, so many people do that now. Over the internet, but hey, here's a concept to bear in mind. You know what's better than one-day delivery? Getting the things you want that day, and you can do it. How? Well, you just go to the store.
With Christmas only days away, deliveries are getting tougher and tougher, but people want fast delivery. Do you want to receive your items in better than 3 days, 2 days, or even one-day delivery? Well, now your items are available instantly at the store. Slippers, shoes, sweaters, hoodies, snowboards, flat screens, and much, much more are ready for the taking, and they're available now for reduced prices. So get to the store. There's a store near you. See you at the store.
All the stuff on the internet is available at the store. No membership required.
That's right. Just all you got to do, it's easy. You go to the store. It's 6:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show on Wednesday. News is next at the bottom of the hour, and then I'm back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Wednesday, including when we come back.
Boneheads in the news.
So don't go away. Not a bad little sax player. And pretty good with a golf club in his hand, too, I understand. Kenny G, a little winter wonderland. Great to have you along here this evening. It is 6:38 in the Bobby Mac Show. Back to the phones we go. Boneheads in the News is coming up. First of all, though, let's go to Pickens and welcome in Alex here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hey, Alex, how are you this evening?
Good. I want to echo your comments. I mean, our justice system is based on these fundamental principles of innocent until proven guilty. The burden of proof is on the accuser. And due process, where accusers, you know, they have to bring forth their allegations. The defendant can tell their side of the story. Both sides can be cross-examined, and it's all in front of an objective judge.
And as the man famously said, where do I go to get my reputation back?
Exactly. And the press, you know, it's given a First Amendment protection in return for being the public agent of the public. And one of its responsibilities is to operate with these principles in mind and protect the accused, especially when charged by government. And they did this pretty much objectively and universally in the media up until about the cable TV era.
Yeah.
But you're right. Now it's public opinion. You know, is looking more like the Salem public square, rather, is looking more like the Salem witch trials, where the accusers, all they got to do is make their charge. The defendants are guilty. They got to prove their innocence. And it's all egged on by the crooked and biased judge, which is now the national media.
And this is a kind of tyrannical fascism we would come to expect in the old Soviet Union, you know, where they famously said, well, we've got the criminal. Now all we have to do is find the crime to charge him with, you know. But this is not the way things are supposed to work in a republic like the United States of America. But sadly, it's more and more is becoming mob rule.
Yeah, it is. I think we're moving towards mob rule because the press has that. And you've been in the press for probably 40 years, right?
Yep.
You know, 40 years ago, I'm guessing that this probably wouldn't even have made it to the newspaper.
No, it wouldn't.
Because none of her allegations would corroborate.
That's correct. That is precisely correct. None of them would have withstood any kind of investigative reporter's studious study of them because, of course, it's he said, she said. You've got no validation. You've got no photographic evidence. You've got no recordings. You got nothing other than your word against his. Sorry, that's not good enough.
Yeah, and it also fit, well, let's say 50 years ago, the press didn't want to determine the outcome of an election
yes.
with some really flimsy allegation. So they surely would have stayed away from it during an election season.
And the hypocrisy of the left shows itself again with Comey, you know, after the fact, saying, well, I didn't want to influence the outcome of the election by charging Hillary. So even though the evidence demands that she be charged, he uses as a feeble excuse not wanting to influence the election by bringing charges against her when they were perfectly valid.
Let me ask you one question before you go. Do you think they're going to pass this tax cut reform
yes.
bill?
Yeah, I believe they will. I believe that Trump will find. It's interesting. They're talking today. There are people trying to persuade Doug Jones to vote with the Republicans on the tax. I wish them a lot of luck with that, because once he comes under the wing of Chuck Schumer, that's a non-starter. But, yeah, I believe they will be able to get it through.
Good, I hope so. Okay, thanks, Bob.
Me too. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate having you here. Okay, here we go. As promised, time this evening for
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, we got some winners tonight. This guy picked the absolute worst possible moment of the year to go shoplifting. 33-year-old Travis Volpicelli tried to walk out of a Walmart in Reno recently with about $800 worth of stuff in a shopping cart. What he failed to recognize was that that particular Walmart was hosting their annual Shop with the Sheriff event, where cops take underprivileged kids on a shopping spree. So when Travis tried to walk out of the store with a cart full of stolen goodies, security stopped him, and one of the many cops in the store said, hey, here's an easy bus for me, and walked up and arrested him. He's been charged with grand larceny. Good going. Good going there, Travis. How about this New York suburb? It is getting, pardon the expression, crappier by the day, to quote the New York Post. Residents of Orchard Park have a mad pooper on their hands. One woman has called the cops about a delinquent defecator stinking up her lawn. Somebody placed an ad warning the foul feces fin to quit it, according to the Buffalo News. To the person jogger who is pooping on our lawns in the village of OP, stop it! The anonymous ad ran in the Orchard Park Penny Saver. Multiple homeowners have been victims and are determined to catch the pooper, well, in the act, so to speak. We've installed trail cams to identify you, the ad says. Orchard Park Police. That's a suburb where the Bills Stadium is. Orchard Park Police also received a complaint last month from a woman who said she found poop and tissue paper more than once outside her home. She thinks the stinker may be a jogger. Police have had to deal with mad pooper calls before, though usually involving, oh, here you go, Buffalo Bills games at New Era Field. If the culprit is caught, they would face possible public lewdness or exposure. In Buffalo, in this time of year, you could be suffering from exposure, in addition to being charged with it. Tough being a good Samaritan these days. when it seems like the world has gone nutso. 25-year-old Gregory Rotcher from Derby, Connecticut, arguing with his 22-year-old girlfriend Jennifer Hannum on a bridge on Thanksgiving. It looked like it was really escalating, so a guy who was walking by tried to intervene to make sure that everything was okay. He said to the girl, "Are you okay?" The boyfriend thought that he was escalating and interfering in their biz, so he responded by tossing the guy off the bridge. He fell 45 feet into ice-cold water, rescued quickly and survived, but was seriously injured and is still recovering. Police just finished their investigation. Gregory arrested yesterday for attempted murder, assault, and reckless endangerment. Jennifer was arrested for interfering with police because she lied to the cops when they interviewed her. And finally, a drunk driver in Illinois crashed into a ditch, and when cops accosted him and asked him for his name, he said his name was Burger King. Okay. They arrested him, told him they were taking him down to the Gray Bar Hotel, and he said, "You're taking me to Satan's Town." Tell him, Burger. What's your name, buddy? Burger King. Right. Coming with me. There you go. There is the Wednesday edition of
Boneheads in the News.
See you right back.
All I do is work.
I know what you mean, Mr. President. I share the feeling. That's all we do is work, too. Well, that and play a little golf when it warms up. Welcome back. 6:51 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Let me catch up with some of the email quickly and some of the text messages as well. Bobby, can Roy Moore sue these accusers for defamation of character and affecting an election, including the media? These made-up allegations of sexual harassment by the left have got to stop. Bob, Roy Moore should have just said, "Hey, 40 years ago, I was gay." Shut him up. Bobby, the Alabama senatorial election yesterday brings up a point of credibility as far as accusations are concerned. When are we going to see some accountability laid at the feet of the accusers? When a person comes forward with an accusation that's decades old with no witnesses and no physical evidence, why does anybody even listen to them? I'm sorry, if something happened to you 30 years ago, you should have yelled about it then, not now. Bob, the entire goal of Nancy Pelosi and the political lefties is precisely to destroy the middle class, because you can't have a successful Bolshevik-style revolution if you have a large middle class. Worked for Stalin for a while. Bobby, I don't remember much being said when Michael Jackson was dating Brooke Shields when she was 12 or 13 years old. Gotcha. Bobby, our neighbors in Alabama will no longer be called Alabama. They're now going to be called West Virginia with a shore. From Jeff. Good, Jeff. A doubleheader. You offended the people in Alabama and West Virginia all in one text. Good going. In my email, Bob, these hand-wringing hashtag MeToo winches of D.C. haven't told us who the $17 million men of Congress are who harassed women and fleeced the taxpayers in the process. How can they call for a stupid congressional investigation of Trump when they hid harassment payouts from the taxpayers and won't call out the male reprobates in their midst in D.C.? But what takes the liberal, lunatic, moonbat hypocrisy cake is that Bill Clinton went to Pedophile Island, home to Russian teenage sex slaves, 27 times. Yet all of these Democrat D.C. wenches said that Hillary, the enabler who didn't hear the voices of these abused girls' allegations, was the most qualified person to be the POTUS of all time. No question about Hillary's husband's abuse of women or trips to Shady Epstein's Pedophile Island, or Hillary's overall judgment or commitment to women by looking the other way, either Hillary knew about Bill's debauched trips and is a callous, power-hungry, cruel, selfish, evil person unfit for the presidency, or she is so naive and gullible and lacking basic instincts that she's the least qualified person for president in U.S. history. Until these phony Democrats admit that they're foolish idiots for backing the evil reprobate Hillary and for not exposing Bill's pedophile island misdeeds and abuse, they are the biggest hypocrites in Democrat history, and that is saying something. Congratulations, Dems. Hope they run on impeachment in 2018. It's all they've got. From Andy. P.S., if the Bernie Moonbats had brought up Pedophile Island, they could have won the Democrat nomination, but they looked the other way as well. Gotcha. Sadly, reaching the point where we got to wrap things up for this evening. As I mentioned, tomorrow and Friday on the program, if you're a Star Wars fan, you'll want to be here because we will have Star Wars tickets. I think we have a pair each day. Is that right, Mighty Penny? Yeah, got a pair each day to give away. So be sure and be with us tomorrow when we begin the giveaways for those. And more Mannheim Steamroller CDs to give away as well when we join you tomorrow. Thanks so much for being along today. Tara, get your day started right, along with Lee in the News Center and Chris, the producer, bright and early at 6 tomorrow morning. Then Vince, then Rush, and then I'm back with you. Till then, have a great evening. God bless.
Unfortunately, I believe we're out of time.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Hello, I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.